And this is why people can achieve everything they think they can possibly want in their life and still not be happy. And sometimes it's because they've set the wrong goals and gone after the wrong things, but it's usually because they haven't changed what's going on inside their head. Hi, I'm Liam Naden, and welcome to my podcast, Let Yourself Off the Hook. As someone who has studied success for decades, I have found the formula for achieving your dreams and goals, and it's all to do with how you use your brain. Each week on my show, I will provide you with the tools, resources, and expertise to utilize your brain to its ultimate potential and remove the barriers to your success. And as you will discover, true success in every area of your life only comes when you let yourself off the hook. Do you have a problem in your life right now that's making you feel stressed and frustrated? Well, in this episode, we're going to talk about the fact that it's not actually your problem that is making you feel stressed and frustrated. In fact, it's something else completely different. So we're going to talk about what that thing is and how you can really solve your problem by getting rid of the cause of the problem. Welcome to this episode. Now let's start with an exercise. Think of a problem that you're dealing with right now that's making you feel stressed, frustrated, maybe angry. Is it something in your relationship that's not going well? And you're thinking, I just want to get rid of that problem in our relationship. Or maybe it's in your business or your career. Maybe it's with dealing with another person. Maybe you've got financial issues and you're feeling that you don't have enough money and it's causing a real problem in your life that's making you feel stressed and frustrated. But here's an exercise. Whatever your problem is, think about this. Is there a scenario where the problem that you're facing could actually be good? Another way of looking at it is to say, is there somebody else who might be in exactly the same situation as I am, who has exactly the same problem, but who actually isn't feeling stressed and frustrated about it, but actually thinks it's good? Now, here's an example. Perhaps you're in your relationship, things aren't going well. Perhaps you're even facing a major crisis in your relationship. But would there be a scenario where a major crisis in your relationship could be a good thing? Well, it could be a wake-up call for you and your spouse or your partner to say, hey, whatever we're doing is not working, or we've let our relationship slide and it's got to a crisis point. So this is really good because it's forcing us to do something different. Or it could be you get to the point of that relationship where you realize this is no longer right for me, and it's no longer right for the other person either. And it's only because it's got to this point that I've come to that realization and that I can move on and find a better relationship. Well, say in your business, say something isn't going well and you're pouring a lot of money into a particular venture or a part of your business or even your entire business, but no matter how much money you pour into it, the business is still struggling, or it's not doing as well as you'd like. So maybe that's a wake-up call or a lesson to say, I should be doing something different. I should close this part of my business. Maybe I should sell my business entirely and go and do something else. So can you see that in all of these scenarios, and I really encourage you to think of one for yourself, there's actually a good side. There's actually a positive side. And the funny thing is, when you look at the positive side, it doesn't make you feel so bad, does it? I mean, if you suddenly woke up and thought, hey, the reason my business isn't going well is because I'm not supposed to be in it. That's great. I'll sell it. I'll see what comes up. Or you found a new opportunity which made you look at your current business and say, well, that's not working. I'll close that because I can see a better opportunity here. So all of those feelings, better feelings about what's going on, make your problems seem a lot less. And in fact, it not only makes them seem a lot less, but you see different opportunities and different ways you can use the situation to your advantage, to your benefit. And have you ever been in a situation where you had a real problem and you were really worried and stressed about it, but later on, that problem, after it was solved or things came right again, you look back on it and you thought, hey, why was I so worried and stressed about that? It all worked out fine in the end. And not only that, I'm actually glad it happened because it taught me a lot. I learned a lot from it. And it's because of that situation that better things and other things happened. For instance, I was really unhappy and with a staff member, and it was only when I addressed that issue and let that person go that I was able to find someone much better. So here's the real issue. The fact of the matter is that your problem is not what is causing you all of the stress and frustration. It's not what's causing you to be stuck and confused and not know what to do. It's not the cause of you feeling bad, in other words. What's making you feel bad and what's the real problem is what you think that problem means. It's the meaning that you attach to the situation you're in. And if you attach a negative meaning to it, you're going to feel bad. You're going to feel stressed and frustrated. And as we'll talk about later, those feelings of stress and frustration, all they can do, because of the way your brain works, all that can happen is it can only make your situation worse. So it's all about the meaning that you attach to a problem. You know, there's a funny story about two men on an aeroplane, and they get on the plane and one's shaking and looking all terrified and worried, and another, the man sits next to him, he's all happy, and he looks at the man who's all stressed and worried and says, what's the problem? And he said, oh, I don't like flying on planes because, you know, we might crash. And the other man said, look, don't worry about it. It's not our plane. But anyway, that's the point, isn't it? Getting on an aeroplane was a problem. A flight was a problem for one man, but it wasn't a problem for the other. And what was the difference? It wasn't the situation. It wasn't what was actually happening and going on. It was how they felt about it. Now, when you really understand this, when you really think it through, and I'd encourage you to think it through about your own problem, it's what you're thinking about it, it's what you think it means that's causing you all the stress and the frustration. And what is a problem? A problem is nothing more than something that makes you feel bad. Imagine the scenario where a man comes along to his wife and says, I want a divorce. Now, if the wife thought, oh, that's terrible, I don't want a divorce, what would happen to me? What would happen to our children? I would never find anyone else in the future to love me. I'll be all alone. I'm terrified of the future. I won't be able to cope. Now, if she thought that, what's her reaction going to be? Well, she's going to see it as a problem, and she's going to get stressed and frustrated, and she's going to want to solve that problem. And her solution to that problem is to heal that marriage and get her husband to change his mind. But what if the wife was thinking, had already been thinking, actually, I don't really want to be in this marriage. And in fact, I've met someone else even, and I'd rather be married to them. Now, if her husband came along and said, I don't want to be married to you anymore, she wouldn't see it as a problem, would she? She'd see it as a good thing. In other words, she would see the opportunity that she would have when she wasn't married to that person. So it wouldn't make her feel bad. She wouldn't see it as a problem. In fact, she'd see it probably as the solution to a problem. So you can see that it's exactly the same situation on the outside, but the difference between it being a problem and not a problem is how it makes the person feel, and that's based on the meaning of the situation that that person has given it. So how does this relate to you and your problem? Well, the fact is, as the title of this podcast suggests, and as I said at the beginning, the problem is not what's making you stressed and frustrated. The problem that you're facing in your life It's not what's making you feel bad. It's the meaning that you attach to it. And there are two types of meaning that you would attach to any situation that would make you feel either good or bad. In other words, would make it be a problem or not a problem. And that, and the first thing is what you think it means for your situation right now. So perhaps you've got a financial problem. What does that mean for you right now? Does it mean that you can't do all of the things that you think you want to be able to do? Does it mean you feel a failure, that you haven't achieved a goal that you've set yourself to be rich or richer than you actually are? All of those meanings that you give it are going to cause you to feel stressed. However, you could give it a different meaning, couldn't you? You could say, hey, this is a wake-up call. My financial problems are that I need to do something different. And it's great that I've got financial problems because I realize my spending has got out of control. I'm buying things I don't really want or appreciate. I'm giving into the pressure of society or of other people with their expectations about what my life should be, where I should live, the sort of car I should drive, what I should do. And I'm also in a job and a lifestyle that I don't really like, that isn't really me. So here's an opportunity, this financial stress, to reevaluate that and do something different. And it's only when it's become a real area of stress in my life that I am going to be prepared to do something about it. So it's a good thing. And the second type of meaning that might be causing you stress and frustration about your problem is what you think it might mean in the future. So in other words, if you're worried about the scenario that you're in or the problem you're dealing with, about where it might lead you. So again, you can imagine in the situation, looking at your relationship, when you have problems with a relationship, you might say, well, if this doesn't work out, in the future, this relationship might end and I won't find someone else as good. I might not find anyone at all. And I'm going to end up alone and lonely. And I'm going to feel like I was a failure. I'm going to feel like because I didn't solve that problem, there's something wrong with me, that I didn't try hard enough, that I'm not good enough. And what many people do, of course, is they put pressure on themselves to say, if I don't achieve that goal, if I don't achieve the goal that I've set myself, that means there's something wrong with me. Because, of course, in society, we're continually told, if you set a goal, you can achieve it. You can do anything you want. You can do it. And sometimes, and very often, that sets us up for frustration and stress because we're setting a goal that simply is not right for us. We're going to talk about this in another episode, about the whole thing about setting goals. But really, you've got to have the right goals. It's not about just deciding, plucking an idea out of the air and saying, I'm going to achieve it, and if I don't, then I'm a failure. That's not the way life works. It's not the way you're naturally designed to work. So coming back to this idea that it's not your problems that cause you stress and frustration, it's the meaning that you give to it. Another way of looking at that is to say, well, I'm giving this a particular meaning, say I'm dealing with a problem in my financial life, or again, a relationship problem. And everyone else is saying to me, or my good friends and people who care about me are saying to me, why are you so worried about it? Don't worry about it. Everything's going to turn out fine. You're a great person. You know, if that relationship doesn't work out, or maybe that job doesn't work out, then you'll find something else. Something else. You're such a good person. It'll be all right. But you can't see that, and you're all stressed and frustrated and worried about the future, worried about what it might mean. But that's what you're worried about. You're worried about what not achieving your goal, in other words, healing that relationship or making your job work or whatever it is, you're worried about what that might mean for you in the future. And you're worried about what people might be thinking about you right now. Well, here's the thing. Not many people think much about anybody else. They're so busy thinking about themselves. You don't need to worry about what other people are thinking about you because they probably aren't. There's another really important thing to realize about the meaning that you give to problems and what problems are actually doing for you in your life. And that is to realize that what you really want in your life is not a solution to your problems at all. So if you have an unhappy relationship, you don't want to solve that problem. You don't want to fix that relationship. If you have a financial problem, you don't want to fix your finances, but all you really want is to be happy, is to feel good. You just think solving that problem is going to make you feel good. But as we've seen already, it's not the problem or solving the problem that's going to make you feel good. It's the meaning you attach to what's going on right now in your life, and most importantly, in your thoughts. So when you take this to its logical conclusion about what you really want is to feel happy, and that the meaning you give to anything is what's going to determine what makes you feel happy or not happy, then you realize that the thing you really need to work on is not trying to fix your problems, but to work on changing the meaning of whatever's going on in your life. And this is why people can achieve everything they think they can possibly want in their life and still not be happy. And sometimes it's because they've set the wrong goals and gone after the wrong things, but it's usually because they haven't changed what's going on inside their head. And they're thinking, when I achieve that next thing, then I'll be happy, because then I'll feel like I'm a worthwhile and good person. But what happens is if you achieve something good or big, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but if you do, then after a while your thoughts are, well, what's the next thing? I need more. I need to do more. Because you have this belief or this meaning that you attach to your life, that it's only when you're achieving more and having more that you can be happy. But it all comes back to the drive, the desire to be happy. And it turns out it's a biological drive, a biological desire. Because actually being happy is your biological purpose. When you are happy, that's when you are at your most resourceful, creative, imaginative. It's when you're being your best. And when you're being your best, you are living your biological purpose, which is to survive. Because, of course, the greatest chance you have for survival is when you are at your best. So the reason you're striving to feel good, to be happy, and why you're trying to solve your problems to get you there is because your biological drive is to seek to be happy. And the really interesting thing about all of this is that when you are happy, you actually are in a much better position to be able to solve the problems that you have. So if you really want to solve the problems in your life, focus on changing the meaning around that problem. In other words, turn it into something positive, which is nothing more than seeing, yes, a positive side, but a truth about that problem, a reality about that problem, that it could mean that. And it probably does, if you allow it to. But if you focus on changing the meaning so that you feel better about it, what you're actually doing on a biological level is you're starting to activate a different part of your brain. There are two parts of your brain that really determine the results you get in your life. They don't operate together, and we've talked about this in previous episodes. One is your creative brain, and this part not only contains all your creativity, your imagination, your awareness, your resourcefulness, it also contains all of the answers to your problems. It knows what to do to solve your problems. And that part is activated by good feelings. It's your natural creative state to feel happy and to allow that part of your brain to do its job to bring you all of the resources you need to be the best that you can be. That's what it's there for. But of course, there's another part of your brain that's like an emergency control weapon against danger. And that's your fight or flight survival brain. And when that's activated, that's focused on eliminating a danger or a threat to your survival. But here's the thing about that part of your brain. It's activated by bad feelings. When you feel stressed, frustrated, angry, worried, you're activating that part of your brain. And that shuts off the creative part of your brain. That's bad enough that it's shutting off the creative part of your brain. But the other problem is that when you're locked in, when you're using your survival, fight or flight part of your brain, that's very limited in what it can actually do. It can't solve your problems. All it can do is react to an immediate threat or danger. So it makes you jump out of the way of something about to attack you or put your arms up to protect yourself. You react. It's not the problem-solving part. And one of the reasons it's not the problem-solving part is if you imagine you are in a situation where you are faced with an immediate threat to your survival, where something comes towards you. Now, not only does all your thinking shut down, but what actually happens is your brain becomes very focused on what's immediately in front of you, and it's looking for the negative. It's looking for all of the dangers. It's focused only on what's wrong, what could be the problem. So you literally, your awareness shuts down to the point that you can't see anything other than problems and negativity. And have you noticed that when you feel stressed and worried, you can feel overwhelmed by your problems? That's because you're locked in this part of your brain. And this part of your brain, the survival, fight or flight part, it also operates purely on the five senses. So it's only what you can see, hear, smell, taste and touch that it can respond to, that it's aware of. It's not aware of these higher thoughts and intuition. That's all in your creative brain, but they're the things you need if you really want to solve your problem. So here's the process in a nutshell. If you're feeling bad, if you're feeling stressed about something in your life, if you have a problem, realize firstly that what makes it a problem is that it makes you feel bad. It's all about your feelings. If you felt good about it, it wouldn't be a problem. Secondly, realize what's really making you feel bad, in other words, what's making you think that it's a problem, is not what's going on, but it's the meaning that you attach to it. It's what you think it means for you right now or what it could mean for you in the future. And if you give it a negative meaning, in other words, if it makes you feel bad, it activates the part of your brain that is very limited, that it's only designed to fight off immediate threats or dangers, and that's not going to help you solve the problem. But if it makes you feel good, if you have a meaning where whatever the situation is, you feel good about it, you see the gift, you see the benefit, you see the lesson in what's going on, and you can look forward to an optimistic future about what might happen or what will happen to you in the future. When you feel good, you activate your creative brain, and you not only feel better about what's going on in your situation, but if there's anything that doesn't serve you or things that are holding you back, you've activated the part of your brain that can go to work to actually resolve those issues. So this isn't about just positive thinking. I'm not talking here about just telling yourself positive things and with grim determination saying my life's fine when it really isn't. I'm not talking about that at all, because that doesn't make you feel any better, really. You're trying to convince yourself that a lie is true. In other words, something you feel, that your life's a disaster or something's bad, you're trying to convince yourself that's not true. You can't tell yourself lies and think that you're going to believe it. You have to see things from a different perspective. You have to give them a different meaning, because that different meaning is the truth. When you see the different meaning as the truth, in other words, well, there is something good about the situation that I'm in. You see that as the truth, and that's when you can empower yourself by using the right part of your brain, because you truly feel better. As we wrap up this episode, I'll leave you with a couple of examples of just what an impact a different meaning can have on a situation, and not only a situation, but someone's life, and even the lives of millions of people. And the first one is the story of two men who were in battle, in a war. And they were fighting side by side, and they were watching all of their friends and all of their companions being killed in this battle. And someone did a study many years later to see what the impact of being in that war actually had on people long term, psychologically. And they went to one person, and they found him, of these two men, they found one of them homeless, living under a bridge, and he was an alcoholic. And when he was asked about his life, he said, "I've had a terrible life since that experience. I've been married several times. I've got no money. I've got health problems. My life's terrible." And they said to him, "Well, why is that? And he said, it's all because of that event that happened. And they said to him, what do you mean? And he said, well, what that really taught me was a lesson. It taught me how horrible the world is, how horrible people are, that they're willing to kill each other, and that this world is a dangerous place where others, they don't care about you. They have an evil streak. People have an evil side to them. And then they went and found the other man, the one who was alongside this person in the war. And they found him living in a magnificent house. And he had a wonderful family, and he had his own business, and he was doing tremendously well in his life. And he was so happy. And he was energized, and people loved him. And they said to him, why is your life the way it is? And he said, well, it's all because of what happened in that battle, when I was in that war. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, it taught me a lesson. And what it taught me was, life is precious. We should make the most of every single moment, because we don't know if it's going to be our last moment. And we live in this wonderful world of love that where people can really appreciate you and appreciate the preciousness of life. And so every moment I live that, and I know it. I treat every moment as very special. Now you can see the difference. This is the impact, a different meaning to the same situation had on two people. Exactly the same situation, vastly different outcome. And another example of the power of meaning to influence and change the world is the example of the sinking of the Titanic. You've heard of the big ship that in 1912, the unsinkable ship, it sank and more than 1,500 people died. Now, if you're one of those people, or probably more if you were a relative or a friend of one of those people, what would you think that meant, the sinking of the Titanic? You'd think it was absolutely horrible. It was awful that 1,500 good, innocent people lost their lives that night on a ship. But the interesting thing is, what happened as a result of that accident was that all of the laws around safety on ships were changed. And they were made much, much better, so that ships became a lot safer. And in fact, it's been estimated that there have been far more lives that have been saved, because ships are now much safer than they used to be. Far more lives have been saved than those that were lost on the Titanic. And they're only saved because that disaster actually happened. So what's the meaning behind that? Can you say that the sinking of the Titanic and the loss of all those lives was actually a really good thing? You could. You could say it has a different meaning. So in conclusion, in summary, just realize that it's not your problem, whatever you're dealing with. And I feel for you if there's something that's frustrating you, for something that's making you really stressed. On the outside, it looks like it's the problem that's making you feel stressed, but it's not. It's the meaning you're attaching to it. And you can create a different meaning. And this just isn't about words. This is about changing something, changing a feeling that you have, so that you activate a different part of your brain, enabling your creative brain, through good feelings about your situation, to go to work to actually resolve your situation as well. And you can change the meaning in literally anything that you feel bad about, because, as I have said, the only reason you're feeling bad about it is because of what you think it means. Tony Robbins, the motivational speaker, he has a good one for frustration. He says whenever he feels frustrated, that means he's about to have a breakthrough. What a great meaning that is. If you're feeling frustrated, maybe you're not happy with the way your life's going, or you think things could be a lot better, or you're living way beyond your potential, maybe that means you're about to have a breakthrough. You're about to come up with a new awareness, a different idea that's going to make a massive difference to your life. So have a think about all of this. Maybe develop a new habit. Whenever you're feeling frustrated, stressed about something, say to yourself, what's the meaning that I'm giving to this? Why is this making me feel bad? And what's a different meaning I could give to it? What's the gift, the benefit, the advantage to what's going on in my life? Maybe this is a good thing. And when you start to feel it's a good thing, you activate the part of your brain that can go ahead and make you the best that you can be. This is Liam Naden signing off. Thanks for watching. But before you go, there's some action to take. Hit the subscribe and like buttons and leave your thoughts in a comment below. I'd love your feedback. And if you have friends who you think would benefit from this, please share it with them. Thanks again for your support and stay tuned for more from me, Liam Naden. And remember, you can only reach your full potential when you let yourself off the hook.